You know, there are times in everyone's life when they need a helping hand. One of those times in my life was when I first arrived in California. I came to Los Angeles with $29 in my pocket and a letter from an ex-boss at Warner Brothers Records. When I presented the letter at Warner's, my ex-boss wouldn't even see me. So much for that. I had been in L.A. for a month, living hand to mouth, when I met Bobby Joe. Little did I know that he would prove to be an angel in disguise. But then, God always did ride on my shoulder. Bobby Joe Ott is from Cleveland, Ohio. A devastatingly handsome young man steps off the bus at the farmer's market in Hollywood, California. A Rolls Royce pulls up, window goes down. A lady says, "Would you like a ride?" Her name was Isabel Jewell, a very famous actress. Bobby lived with Isabel for a year or a year and a half. And this is where our story begins. Bobby and Isabel Jewell.
She walks through a mansion that's crawling with age, with memories grown cold, 'cause life's turned the page. All the fanfares have died that hallowed her name. A past filled with pictures are all neatly framed of Isabel. Isabel, jewel of the silver screen. Thank you.
Isabel, Jewel of the Silver Screen, a song I wrote in 1973, I reckon. I would never have had the song had it not been for Bobby Joe. Bobby Joe and I were sitting in Corky's restaurant on Van Nuys Boulevard one night about 2 o'clock in the morning when he told me the story of how he arrived in Los Angeles, actually Hollywood, off a bus from Cleveland, Ohio. And he met this ancient actress, Isabel Jewell. He stayed with her for a while and then just couldn't handle it anymore and went out on his own. But as he told me the story about this lady, the words just formed in my head and I wrote them down. And I went into a little studio about a week later and came up with that song. And it's just a demo, and there's only two of us playing and singing everything on it, and that's myself and Michelle Brouwerman. By the way, my name is John Reese, and this is BluePower.com. Mr. Bobby Joe Watt, alias Darius. Can the man rock? He sure can. When I first met him, he was signed to Bob Ross record label out here in Hollywood, California, Harmony Records. I had no job, and Bobby introduced me to Mr. Ross and got me a job. Wasn't a lot of money, but it was a start. The man believed in me. He believed in my writing, and we became great, great friends. Tonight, this show is dedicated to Bobby Joe. He's my dear friend. Just want to let you know how talented this man is. Yeah, Bobby, it seems like a mighty long time since I've seen you, my friend, and I know I'm going to see you soon. Bobby and I hung out a great deal together here in California. We became fast friends. The man could make me laugh. The man is a great cook. I'll never forget the first time I saw him laying out spaghetti in great big huge patties, pressing it out real careful and cutting it in strips, and he made his own spaghetti. The man is a phenomenal cook. But apart from that, he's a singer that can sing any style of song. It makes no difference. And tonight, I'm going to show you a few of those songs.
I'm gonna love you, darling, hold you in my arms. Yeah. Don't you get the feeling? I feel it won't be long. Don't you feel it now? I gotta love you long. Right.
Don't you get the feeling? Don't you get it loud and strong? From the first Darius release on Harmony Records, Mr. Bobby Joe Ott. We used to do some insane things. One night we had a little gathering of people at my apartment in Van Nuys, California. And let's see, the people there were Bobby Boris Pickett, Doc Nemo, Mr. Peter Ferrara, Mr. Peter Alsop, and of course, my friend Bobby Joe. Bobby Joe is playing kazoo on this insane piece.
Hey, it's time right now for Stand Up for America. And tonight's special guest on Stand Up for America, giving us the real facts about what's really going on in Vietnam, is tonight's special guest, Lieutenant Bill Smalley, United States Army. Well, hi, Bill. Can I call you Bill, Lieutenant, huh? It's sure great to have you back in this country, Bill. I bet you couldn't wait to get behind the microphone and let the people know what's really going on behind our fighting boys in Vietnam. Yeah. And, Bill, we know what they're fighting for. We know why we're there. Isn't that right, Bill? You know, I bet you those gooks were really surprised, Bill, when you and your squadron popped in on that enemy, and I'd like to repeat, that enemy village. You remember, Bill?
It's hard to remember that far back. The Army gives me a lot of different drugs.
Well, you know, Bill, I don't think the Army can do too much for a hero, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, we'll be back to Lieutenant Bill Smalley's review just as soon as we pump some more Thorazine into him, right after this commercial.
First time I heard this song, I went nuts, man. Bobby brought in Delicious Sally. I said, all right.
Oh,
Delicious Sally. Got me hooked on wine and candlelight. I love it, man. I love it. I remember when Bobby introduced me to a man named Pat Glasser at Metro Media. And Pat said, "You a writer?" And Bobby said, "Is he a writer? Man, you should hear the songs he's got." So Bobby got me my second job in Hollywood, signed as a writer to Metro Media Music. And the first thing we did was a song about a place where I grew up in the South. My old man owned a joint out about 11 miles outside of Cordele, Georgia, called the Flint River Inn. Now, the remarkable thing about this song is that the only place it really got played was Flint, Michigan, home of Bob Seger. It was very strange that about 6 months later, Bob put out a tune called Kathmandu that has exactly the same lick as this song, the Flint River Inn. I told you the man could sing now. He can do any kind of material. Didn't make any difference. Could be straight out rock and roll, just screaming his head off. Or he could do a country song that could just rip your heart out. Mr. Bobby Joe Ott, as he lays it all on the line.
I throw the dice and I roll box cards. I need an eight and I draw nine. Well, if I had $1 million, I'd lay it all on the line. I'd lay it all on the line. I'd lay it all on the line. Well, if I had $1 million, I'd lay it all on the line. Ain't life just like a green felt table? Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. Ain't lady look just like a woman? You never know who she might choose. First possess the world, and then you lose it. And I know it happens all the time. When she smiles, I can't refuse it. Just lay it all on the line. I'd lay it all on the line.
If he had $1 million, he would lay it all on the line, Mr. Bobby Joe Ott. A Chick Raines song, back from the old days of Hollywood Central Recorders. Hey, Bobby, you remember the night we sat up in your apartment on the floor with Walt Nims and Sonny Geraci and myself, yourself, and a couple of other people and sang the C, A minor, F, and G songs for about 3 hours? I got to tell you, man, those are memories I'll never forget. To be able to sit with those kind of people and to be able to just sing flat out and enjoy ourselves for that long a period of time is something I'll always remember. Yeah, come on, baby, shake it loose. Let's do a number. Wonder what the hell that means. Let's do a number. Mr. Bobby Joe Ott, my main man, my brother. Man who, without him, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I want you to know that, BJO. You understand me? I want you to know that. Now, this just happens to be my favorite Darius song. Mr. Bobby Joe Ott sings a song called Quiet Morning. Listen to it. You're gonna love it. Takes Me Away.
Softly in the quiet morning, thinking of you, darling, wishing you were here. Cool light filtered by the leaves, a sad and gentle breeze reminds me of.
Can the man sing? He can damn sure sing. And like I said, he can sing anything. Quiet Morning. Now I won't be able to get that melody out of my head forever. It's just one of those songs, and he had the ability to write that kind of song. Now next up is a band I produced, and probably the reason why I met Bobby Joe Ott in the first place. The band is named Rastus, and they too are from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yonder comes Miss Lucy, climbing on the midnight train. Yonder comes Miss Lucy, yeah, climbing on the midnight train. Lord, can you hear me? She's never coming back, yeah. Said she boarded the night train. Lord, you know she ain't coming back, yeah. Lord, can you hear me? Lord,
Lucy Bluebird, a fabulous band from Cleveland, Ohio, named Rastus. And if it weren't for Rastus, I never would have met Mr. Bobby Joe Ott.
Tears I have cried.
Mr. Bobby Joe Ott, you know, I don't mind. I don't mind, you don't mind, he don't mind. Now, I got to tell you something. My friend Bobby Joe has been sick a little bit, and I want all my friends out around the world in Blue Power Land to wish Bobby get better real quick, and if we all think about it, perhaps it'll do the trick. But right now, I want to play a song that I wrote a long, long time ago, but I must tell you, Mr. Bobby Joe Ott did the finite version of this. The song is called Warm. My name is John Reese, and this is BluePower.com, and this is a tribute to Bobby Joe.
I kiss her gently and I melt away from the warmth of her love. I touch her, I love her. We sit and talk the night away. There's peace of mind and I find all. And if I ever, ever leave her, it's only 'cause I have to free her.
Well, Bobby Joe, this is your friend John Reese at BluePower.com. Just want to let you know you got friends all over the world, man. And we're all sending our love to you, hoping you feel better soon. So, man, let me hear from you. And you take care of yourself, all right? God bless you, man. I love you.